Driving?
Is it loud?
I mean, there's a bass sound of car driving. It's not overwhelming.
Is it bad?
No, Michael, it's fine. You know what? This is the podcast. We found it.
We did?
Yeah, this, we did. This is the magic. We're starting the show.
This is the voice of the pod.
Fucking, just imagine the opening chords to Born to be Wild. And then
shans to dun 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 dun. Wait, let me get to the boom ba do da dum boom. Alright.
Sorry, I didn't want to cut you off as you Born to be Wild in your 2011 Elantra with this shitty electric system.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to drive if I can catch our listeners up.
Okay.
Why I'm in my car, and I know that John Papa Giorgio of the basement drives him fucking crazy. And I'm sure, like, you know, we want to put out a good pod.
A professional we do. Pod. We're dying to. As you drive around and my cat jumps in to screech into my headphones like a banshee coming for my soul.
But is it the Basement Nation? Is that like the listeners? I mean,
call them the Bass Debaters.
The Bass Debaters?
Yeah, the Bass Debaters. But Basement Nation, sure, to the uninitiated.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue, but...
No. Basement Nation, you like that?
I like Basement Nation. I think we should also put out a poll. We're going to get a lot of work done this podcast.
I like it.
A lot of it done. But to catch everybody up, old MJ's lease was terminated first thing Monday morning with his where I'm staying at right now. And that caught me off guard, you know. I found out Monday morning that I have that they have decided to sell the place.
Did they look under the floorboards? Did they find it? You know what I mean?
Four Jews?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, okay. I'm pro-Jew. I was never anti-Jew. I just want to go on the record there.
Well, no, that's why you were hiding them from the coronavirus. But right. I never got why you felt
but
the need
you know
to
what
put them
the,
there.
The bittersweet part is that they invented the coronavirus, too. So.
Oh, yeah. So ironic. It's like gift to the Magi. But
when they came in for the week, the weekly inspection to look for the Jews,
the weekly Jew inspection,
I may have stood right. In
Are
front
you
of
renting
the...
from Christoph Waltz?
Yes.
Okay.
He brings in a big 1 gallon glass pitcher of milk that he carries with him. And I stood above the place where they were hiding and I just go, a Jew. And totally gave it away. And they said, we're going to have to ask you to leave. So how's the ambiance here now? I'm in a Safeway parking lot.
Oh, you're fine. I've had to run out of the bedroom I was recording because my big fat cat was jumping up and down on a cardboard box and it was sounding like a drum. And then her brother walked in the room to meow at her to see what was up. And I don't know how people have children, Michael. You're a hero.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
these are cats.
Maybe don't mix kids in your life.
I can't handle it. I can't.
Because it sounds like the brother was just saying to the sister, like, hey, what's going on here? And you reacted like drunk old dad and just like, how's anybody supposed to think in here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I screamed, there's Jews under the floor.
Yeah. So, anywho, I have 30. Well, they said I had 30 days to exit, which then put me on the hook for.
How long did they give the Himmelfarbs?
The Himmelfarts? How long are they what? Are you there? Hello? Are you there?
Sorry.
Are you
back? I'm back. Yeah, it's great. I love that I can get calls from people and it just interrupts the recording.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
they have not updated this app at all?
Well, It's actually the iPhones thing where have you noticed like an incoming call, you can't really like reject it, it seems, or maybe you can if the thing's on mute. I don't know. But it looks like you have to either slide and pick up and go, bye, fuck you, or you have to hit like message and then send one of four messages. Like I can't just stop like a spam call, but maybe I don't know. It's confusing. Oh, gotcha. I think if they're in your phone book, you cannot just say fuck you, which is so annoying because yeah, you can be like jerking it and then you have to let your friend just ring eight times.
Gotcha.
Less they know what's up.
Well, I just turned off the notifications, but anyway, so I was on the hook for May's rent, but I work with lease and tenant disputes at my law firm all the time, mm-hmm. and I knew that something was amiss. So I negotiated. I was like, I'll be out of here by April if you guys will let me off for May. And I want my security deposit back because you're kicking me out in a pandemic, whether you're selling this house or not. I don't know if they are or not.
Oh, you think they lied about the sales just to get you the fuck out?
There's something off. And I think by the time this podcast gets back to my landlords at all, mm-hmm. or if it goes on any sort of court record, the husband is cool, but he's a mouthpiece for the wife who is nuts.
Oh, wow. I've never heard a marriage described that way before.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she has always been cold. She's always been weird. I wrote all like the lease, the property and everything is in her name. I write the lease checks to her. And I didn't meet her for the first 6 or 8 months. And I mean, I live in the same house unit. And I even said hello to her a couple times and she just kind of blew me off. And then finally, I think the husband was like, would you just say hello? And one night she did. But
have you ever seen them together or is this like a psycho? Oh, yeah. It's just the husband in a wig. Okay.
Yeah. It's actually, oh my God. Yes. I just dropped the coffee cup and everything is coming together.
Yeah.
The wife is Kaiser Soze.
I was just going to say. And at this moment, his foot straightens out and he's sprinting away.
And they're back off to Rhode Island to their summer home, where they are most of the time. But yeah. I've been a model tenant. I cut their grass while they were quarantined away and collected the mail. All I'm saying is that on Sunday night, they were like, you know what? We should sell. Let's let Mike downstairs know we're going to do this.
Yeah. There's zero chance they're selling that house. Literally zero chance. They read some article in U.S. News and World Report saying this shit can travel through central air systems and you were deemed a danger. That's it.
Right.
That's literally it.
I left the TV on too loud or my computer on too loud Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I think I told you. And luckily it wasn't porn, but it was Joe Rogan talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson. And it was pretty loud. And I got a text saying, Michael, can you turn down the television?
We don't want to have our horizons expanded.
Right. They're like, we believe in creation, not the devil.
We don't want the doors of perception blown off their hinges. Thank you very much.
So I can only imagine possibly of what they have heard previously. But they also said on record that I've been a model tenant and they've enjoyed having me. Or he has. But the rest of the fucking family is fucking weird.
Those kids. What little pricks those kids are.
Oh, I mean, I just stand there and wait for them to address me and they don't. They just slowly kind of like move and kind of walk away and I just steam and stare.
You're just living out the plot of Parasite, but white.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to live inside the walls.
You should do that. Throw a peach upstairs every so often. Fuck with them.
I have done. It has taken everything in my power to take the high road in this situation. I did have some, falling asleep last night. I was like, I could do this. After I get my security deposit, I'm going to come by here. And I was like, no, I'm not 12 anymore. Even though I still live like a 12-year-old.
I thought hey, man, I live at home. I live like a fucking 18-month-old. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, yeah, that's true. I'm fed and cleansed by my mom.
Well, yeah. So after, you know, I plan to be out of there by Saturday.
Okay.
And to the, what is it?
So is this an open call to Basement Nation to help you move? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go on tour. I'm going to go on a Papa's Basement tour, COVID tour.
Nice.
Living out of my car because I'll still be abiding by the shutdown order. So I thought I would just start to couch surf, you know, different spots. We'd do a podcast live from someone's living room, you know, 6 feet apart, of course, but
no, that's great. And you can travel with those, like, the masks that look like feed bags for horses.
Yeah.
Like the ones that, yeah, aren't too pressed to the face. I like that style. I think they call it duck bill.
I think things are kind of like, this is what it was supposed to happen. Finally, you know, God's plan is getting in order, and this is what I was supposed to do with my life.
Is that what they said on Joe Rogan?
Yeah, that's what Neil deGrasse Tyson said.
Okay, cool.
So the universe is folding in on itself.
And this is all God's will, Joseph.
Right. Mm. So, yeah, that's been my week so far.
Wow.
So how have you been, John?
Well, thank you for asking, first of all, and for making me feel safe to share my truth. Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. God, let's see. Well, I've been doing a lot of not working.
Okay.
And the last couple of days, I've progressively had my lungs fill up with something and a bit of a cough appear. So let's hope that's not anything.
You're not being sarcastic, right?
I am not, Michael. Not at all. So
we're not going to be doing a podcast at your place.
This might be a last episode. We'll see how everything goes.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, like, I hadn't left the house in a week, and then I saw a really good bargain on a couple of Dungeons & Dragons games at GameStop for the Nintendo Switch. So,
you know, some people say that you actually pick your life before you are born, and you chose nerd death.
Yeah, exactly. I rolled a 1 on the D20.
Just like... Really? Are you sure this is the way you want to go out, John?
Yeah, let's do it.
Lung snot, you know, while I'm playing Mario Kart.
Roll over like that dude they stab at the beginning of Scarface, Rebenga, dead in the street.
You sure you don't want something a little bit more, I don't know, classic? No?
No, I just want to die to buy Baldur's Gate on the cheap. If that can happen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And as I breathe, you know, or I try to laugh, it's a little rough breathing in. So, yeah.
Is it really?
A touch. But again, nothing I can think of right now that's making the rounds that matches those symptoms. So probably just allergies.
Right.
Probably. Let's not get crazy here.
I there are plenty of times that I thought I had gonorrhea.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh yeah, no, this is burning. this is pure fire. All right. I'm glad I finally got tested.
God talking to baby Michael in the sky. Are you sure you want this?
Yeah. I just want to be a consistent source for gonorrhea vaccine trials.
You're a baby. How do you know what disease spreading sex even is?
I heard about the sex, you know, I heard what that's about. And I'm going to have a lot of it.
Anonymously and recklessly.
Right. You know, God is planning like an AIDS epidemic. It's giving my little baby dick a hard on right now. Thinking about it.
Look how hard my little wings are flapping.
St. Peter's like, get this kid get out of here. I want to watch this.
Oh my God. He's tainting heaven. Get him out.
He's tainting heaven. Are they throwing him to hell? No. Just back to earth where he belongs.
All that little baby fucking.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think I told you a couple times during this whole thing. I thought I was getting sick, and
you rebounded.
I would, uh, Yeah, well, each time I went home, drank hot soup, and went to bed early, and I felt better. So I probably wasn't sick. I don't know. I could have just been pure panic.
So you just followed your mom's advice. Should I go back to school and become a lawyer while I'm at it?
Right. Yeah, pretty much. But I have heard that people that have started to feel like they have symptoms, they start gargling water every 15 minutes and shit like that.
Oh, okay. I have seen a couple infographics on a couple of Facebook walls, so they do recommend a gargling, and who would make a graphic if it's a lie, Michael?
I don't know, but I just know that the internet is so counterproductive with this whole thing. It's like, you need information, but you don't need too much of it, and it's like, where do you go?
Well, where else am I going to find out where I can go to protest the lockdowns that our illegal, tyrannical government's imposing upon us?
You know what? I can't even watch that. I've seen, like, headlines, like, Michigan and people marching on the steps. I saw, I've seen people protesting with signs to stay home, which I guess are the anti-protest to the protesters, which is weird.
Better people than me. You know, I'm going to feel I did something because I like posts by Bernie Sanders that say, stay home. I'm like,
I think that's the best thing you can do rather than standing outside with a mask holding a poster board.
Why?
Right?
Why would you want to be near anyone right now? I drove to a job site today. I have to put a front door handle like on a restaurant door. And I pulled up thinking it's a restaurant. It's closed as fuck. I explained I didn't want to be exposed to anyone. Nope. As I drive in, some dipshit like 19-year-old with a big old smile on his hayseed face puts on his gloves and runs over to my car to be like, hey, what do you want? And I literally just was like waving like no. Like I was waving to him like I saw Jaws behind him in the water. Like, get the fuck out.
What was he trying to get your attention for?
He thought I was there to do, like, you know, pick up grub. And I was like, no, I'm here to install a handle, but I'm not going to be here. I'm not doing this today, you fucking tard.
Wait a sec. Are you saying, like, wait, you just gave me an idea. Do you think if I just drive up to random food operations, someone's going to think I'm there to pick up some food and just hand it to me?
Yeah, I mean, probably you just pull into, like, they have these numbered slots. So just pull into slot one. And be like, yeah, I had the thing. And they'll bring it to you. just hold up an email saying your order is ready.
And just start coughing.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
just put it down.
Roll down the window to really cough up some lug.
I'm supposed to be isolating, but I'm starving.
I was told I needed soup.
I might try that. Because I'm low on groceries.
What is there to lose?
And I don't want
to
go. Yeah.
Have you tried Instacart?
Oh, I need to. That's the place where, what, the cart just kind of teleports to your house?
And you can... There is sorcery involved, yeah. Again, Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about it. But, you know, it's an app that allows you to send people less fortunate than you to their possible death so you can have Doritos.
Do you think there's anybody with like a mask on that is just like carrying like a bag of like cookies and chips and like Sunkist and they're like, I am risking my life and limb.
<fat fuck. laughs>
Right. Hot dogs and guns and ammo.
That's what would really get me if someone just sent an Instacart for pure impulse spending and was like, need a pack of certs,
right,
the Inquirer, Bat Boy's on the cover this week, and get me a Yoo-Hoo.
Right. Yeah, I bet you there has to be. But I need my certs.
They keep me fresh.
Speaking of which, what you reminded me of because of the weird Kenny Mayne ESPN commercials that I had to endure while watching it. Did you watch The Last Dance on ESPN about the Bulls?
My mom has like the one cable package on earth that doesn't have ESPN. Like she literally traded it away for, I don't fucking know, QVC and TLC, other acronym channels. But I do not have ESPN. So I would kill for someone's login so I can watch that. Because it's like, is it 10 weeks or 10 nights? How's it?
Yeah, I can give you mine. Yeah, you have to go on the ESPN Plus, but I guess there might be like 10 episodes. The first two I already watched, and I had heard everybody else going nuts about it, and I was like, all right, whatever. But, you know, when I found out I was losing my place and I lost the will to live for about an evening or so, I put it on to just kind of distract myself, and it was good.
To watch someone who has a similar life arc, Michael Jordan.
Right. I'll tell you what, I have total new respect for him. I forgot what a hardworking animal that guy was.
He's ridiculous. Because then
I watched the ESPN 30 for 30, Jordan Rides the Bus, about when he played baseball. Mm-hmm. And in that, there's no gambling. There's nothing. Like, all that conspiracy shit is, you can throw it out the window. He was like, his dad got murdered. He lost the desire to play. His dad wanted him to be a baseball player. In fact, it was almost like his dad and he would joke around about it.
One day, son, I'm going to get murdered.
Don't say that, Dad. I'll just play baseball for a summer. Just, would you quit with that shit?
No, I have to die first.
They're going to find me in a creek. No, would you shut? So,
I'll shut up and feel these flies.
Right. So they found him in the creek, and so Jordan decided to play baseball, and actually everybody in it said that he was no joke about it. He worked his ass off, mm-hmm. like, all the time.
The Birmingham Barons, as I recall, right?
Yeah. He's still the top-selling jersey of that team, which, you know, makes sense, but...
He just plays Steve Hart on.
Right, or Alfredo Espinoza. What about him? He had a great... Terry Francona was his manager.
Get the fuck out. That's funny.
He said that he thinks if Jordan wanted to dedicate himself another 2 years or so, mm-hmm. he thinks he could have had a shot at playing in the bigs.
I mean, yeah, he as long as he got over that Mendoza line, fuck.
He hit 200 in double A.
That's what I remember. Yeah, it was like a 200 hitter.
Which is no joke. I mean, double A is guys like waiting to get caught up to the big leagues. But in the Arizona Fall League, which is like, you know, the cream of the crop from the double A, he hit 255. So he, like, guys said that, like, what they saw from when he started to where he was by the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. People were just amazed. I think the overall takeaway was he was an amazing athlete, and because of that, working as hard as he did, he was able to play at a level of baseball, like, on a whim. Like, what he did, even hitting 200 and then 255 in the fall league, like, that's pretty good.
Like, I mean, if not, my math
not playing since high school
is correct, if he played another 5 seasons, he would have been batting 750.
Yes, he would have been the greatest hitter. If he would have not stopped playing, he would have never have recorded an out again. Yeah, so
he just would have hit. They call it hitting your stride, I believe. That's the sports term.
Right. Exactly. So he that was good. Coming off of the Last Dance piece, like, it's worth it. It's worth it.
I can't hear the words Last Dance without hearing, like, how every strip club closes with that song over and over and over.
Which one? Is that Elvis?
No, God, I forget the disco song. Last Dance. Last Dance. And
hey, everybody, yeah. It's your last chance for your last dance from Amber. Yes. Give it up. Give it up to Amber. She's working hard tonight, fellas.
You are dozens of nights in my 20s. I just did.
I don't know that voice at all.
Well, you really? God, great blind guess there, sir.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. She's working hard. She wants to fuck you like an animal, 9 Inch Nails. I swear, why do they? There's always one girl, and it's probably like the second or the third one that comes out to 9 Inch Nails, fuck you like an animal, mm-hmm. like they're doing something edgy. when it's like they all dance to the song.
Yeah, and also the F-bomb is a little lower on my edginess totem pole than seeing your spread ass and pussy.
Right.
That's more edgy. I've said the F-bomb to my parents before. I haven't fanned my ass in an angry moment.
Is there stripper terminology? Like, are they back there going, that's so hack. She is, like, you know, dancing on Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, I mean, like, you think...
Like comics are like, oh, that's hack. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, you think there's a like stripper snobbery, Bill Hicks out like, there.
Yeah, well, yeah. She comes out and just preaches and yells at the the guys in the front row. The economy is fake!
Well, Lou Reed.
Give it up for Roberta. She's preaching hard for you tonight.
The grinding industrial sounds of metal machine right. music.
Just, here she comes, her thoughts on the Illuminati.
Oh, fuck. That's so good.
But, you know, like a stripper snobbery. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to believe they don't give a fuck about the craft and they're all there for easy money, but what do I know?
Is there a stripper playing to the strippers in the back of the room that comes out to
she
like...
was a stripper.
Yeah, she would dance to Old McDonald and like...
She's had fun with it.
Right. She, you know, like, it's just, but she really committed. She'd come out there. She's like the Andy Kaufman
you
stripper.
You want stripper Larry David. That's what I'm hearing.
Right. She would come out there to, like, ring around the rosy. And guys would be getting up from the chairs. But there was always that one guy.
One time, Michael, I saw her walk up and pay a guy to dance for her. It was so meta.
Yeah, and all the strippers in the back going, "Ah, she's so good."
they don't even get it. They don't get it.
This is what we should be doing, ladies. Like, guys, this is what we should be doing.
10 years later, stripping did catch up with her. But that's how far ahead of the curve she was.
Yes. She got her stripper set banned from Letterman. And they actually had her mother on. To play her set. Paul Schaefer came out and set up the pole, and he actually danced in her absence.
She
posthumously.
I remember that moment. She opened her top and actually had the Zapruder footage played
right
on her breast,
and nobody got it.
No,
but what the one thing is that was always undeniable about her. Is that her tits were perfect.
Just splendid.
Just awesome. And she was able to get by on that.
Yeah.
You know? You couldn't do the Zapruder stuff and the Illuminati and the preaching and the yelling at the guys if you just didn't have an awesome
perfect
act.
Symmetry. You never right. see it. Rarer than perfect pitch. Perfect pitch.
So... Well, are we, where are we right now?
We're at the 30-minute mark, so what we can do is end the episode, and then we were going to do a little bonus segment. We were thinking of actually...
A little companion piece?
Yeah, talking to members of Basement Nation, as we've deemed them, and, you know, doing like 5, 10, 15-minute segments just asking you how you're dealing with the coronavirus lockdown. Again, these might be my final episodes.
Right.
It does. Well, it feels like I'm talking while drowning.
Does it really?
Lightly. Maybe I'll clean up by tomorrow, but maybe I'll be dead. You never know.
All right.
So be extra funny, Michael.
All right. Well, let's bring her on.
All right. Let's, we'll kill this one and then we'll start a new one with her.
Word.
Word.